every year, the continent that produced Antonio Vivaldi, Felix Mendelssohn, Django Reinhardt, and John Lennon demonstrates that no landmass or civilization has a monopoly on quality. It may be the continent of Bach and Mick Jagger, but it's also home to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Everywhere around the world, I love you, it means the same.
The 2007 finals are Saturday night in Helsinki, and television viewers all over Europe will be watching and chortling over this annual competition to pick one pop-winning song, the Olympics of Euroschlock. And this year, when you think Eurovision, think East. One first-time competitor country and a semi-finalist this year is Georgia. Georgia qualified along with nine other semi-finalists yesterday. Germany, Spain, France, and Britain get in automatically. The other qualifiers? Bulgaria, Belarus, Moldova, Serbia, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Hungary, Slovenia, Latvia, and Turkey. Turkey's entry, complete with belly dancers, is a strong contender, but the odds-on favorite among bookmakers is Ukrainian drag queen Burka. Some Ukrainian nationalists back home are said to be unhappy with representation by a cross-dressing singing sensation, but this act could be an almost logical successor to last year's winners, the garishly made-up Finnish heavy metal band Lordi. A wild card, favored by a BBC panel, is German singer Roger Cicero with a Bobby Darin-esque big band number, which loosely translates as Women Rule the World. If this or any other song not in English wins, it would be the first time since 1998. Despite Europe moving east, English remains the lingua musica.
Kein Stahl und kein Mafia-Geld.